We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And joining us right now is a gentleman with Hogan Willig, a firm which is actually taking the governor to court, and my friend Steve Cohen is with us. Steve, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
So, Steve, obviously I'm not a lawyer, but the way I read it, this executive order means even if you can safely accommodate 300 people, you may have no more than 50 people.
You know, that's not the way that I read it. I understand how it could be interpreted as that. But my understanding of 202.45 is that you can have a gathering of up to 50 people under any circumstances, and restaurants can fill their interior spaces to 50% of capacity as long as you can maintain 6 feet between tables, and as long as there's no more than 10 people at a table and at a bar, everybody's seated 6 feet apart. And then they have what's mandatory, and they also have recommended best practices. But my understanding is that large facilities are not limited to only 50 people if they have the larger capacity that you were talking about.
See, this is interesting because we had a lady calling in earlier, Sue, who is with a local restaurant and a member of the Restaurant Association, and the guidance they have been given is apparently that even if you have an outdoor facility that could safely accommodate 300 people, you're limited to 50 people.
Yeah, there is a lot of confusion, and we have many restaurants who are clients of ours, and we've had many of our clients visited by the SLA, visited by the Department of Health, visited by the state police and local law enforcement. But, you know, we've prepared packages that we've given to our clients to show law enforcement and the SLA. And so far, nobody's been shut down. And the folks that have looked at the materials, they see that there's an ambiguity in it. But clearly, there is language that says that gatherings of up to 50 are permitted really for any purpose. And that outdoor facilities can be open as long as social distancing, safe distancing can be maintained, and as long as the other requirements of face masks and gloves for food handlers, food preparers. We're having our clients put up the Lucite barriers when possible for service at bars, but so far, nobody that we're aware of has been ticketed or fined or shut down or has had a license suspended under following this these new ambiguous rules.
Can you tell us in terms of outside facilities, the portion of the executive order that specifically addresses the outdoor venues?
Tom, you got me on my day off, but for office heard you, and they heard you on the air, and they said they're looking for somebody to talk. So I don't have the executive orders in front of me, but I can have somebody text them or fax them over to you if you'd like.
Yeah, just do it on my cell phone. You know, I don't care if you give my number to somebody at the firm; it doesn't matter to me.
Sure.
I mean, you've got it. Everybody might as well. So. What you're saying is, but here's what I don't understand. Putting this into practice, we talked with Carl Mazu with the Armor Inn. Armor Inn was going to do a bike night last night. They were told at around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon by the health department, we don't want you having a bike night because essentially it was going to attract more than 50 people. and there were going to be too many people, even though Carl and his staff had social distancing put into place. And the bottom line is they got about, you know, they got quite a few bikes in there, not as many as they could have had, but they were forced to shut the event down.
Yeah, I don't know if the concern was that the executive order is going to be violated, or if they just felt that the practicalities of social distancing wouldn't be able to be maintained. But I can tell you that, you know, just about every place that has an outdoor facility or that wants to create an outdoor facility and can get a liquor license to service that outdoor area, they've been open on patios. They've been maintaining distancing between tables. They haven't had a problem as long as distancing has been maintained. And then for interiors, as long as the restaurant is filled to less than 50% capacity, everything seems to be fine. There are a couple of concerts that weren't allowed to go forward that I'm aware of, and that was because the concern was that there wasn't social distancing being maintained. Even outdoor concerts where, you know, not in a confined space, but where people were going to be sitting on a lawn or people were going to be standing outside too close, they were shut down. But the executive orders, which incidentally I dispute whether the governor even has the authority to put these into place, that's a different topic for another time. But according to the executive orders that I'm aware of, you can have up to 50% capacity inside, and that could be more than 50 people, as long as the social distancing requirements of servers wearing face coverings and people not being having more than 10 to a table, unless and you can only have 10 to a table if you're all part of the same party, and 6 feet apart at a bar. You know, I don't think there should be a problem.
Does staff count toward the total number of people?
It does not.
Okay. See,
specifically, expressly does not count toward that.
Well, Steve, as far as tonight's situation is concerned, and, you know, Mike Rizzo runs Banchetti's. I've known Mike for years, and I don't want to see Mike get jammed up. And he has assured me from this morning going forward that tables are going to be socially distant tonight. Everybody will have a reservation or you do not get in. Masks are going to be strictly enforced, and people who do not comply will be basically leaving, shall we say, a little bit early. And he believes that he is covered under the law. And from what you are saying, he doesn't need to worry about the 50 limit, that is not applicable outside as long as you're following the best practices.
Yes, that's my understanding. And Banchetti's and the Rizzo's are in strict compliance with the law. They have protocols in place that do comply with the executive orders as I have come to know them. There are ambiguities in the way the laws, executive orders have been written, so some of these will be tested in court. We'll see. But I'm not at all concerned about what Banchetti's plans on doing. And the plans that they have put into place, I think, are maximize the safety for their guests and their employees.
Now, the problem, Steve, as a practical matter, and you know this as a longtime attorney, is that all it's going to take is for one person seeing a whole bunch of people together, not realizing that everybody is socially distant, even standing in line 6 feet apart, that somebody drops a dime, and then the authorities show up. And then, when confronted by somebody in authority, what is management supposed to do? Not wanting to face a $10,000 fine for a $5,000 evening.
Yeah, and that's exactly what has been happening. You know, people it's not just people who are noticing this going on. It's competitors. It's someone who says, you know, my doors are closed. I'm not opening them because I fear repercussions, so I'm going to blow in my competition. And the other scenario, of course, is when you have wedding venues and things, and the neighbors who don't like the noise, and there have been conflicts between neighbors and wedding venues for 20 years, you know, they'll drop a dime. But what's been happening is law enforcement's been coming out, and they take a look at the package that their lawyers have sent them. I mean, I know we do this, and I think some other law firms are doing it as well. They take a look at the package, the plan, the site drawings with that identify the social distancing. They look at the sanitizer that is at least 70% isopropyl or 75% ethanol, and they just shake their heads and they say, you know what, there really is some ambiguity here, not enough to write a ticket, have a good day. But some tickets, I'm sure, are being written, and I'm curious to see what the judges do with them. And either the town, city, county, state Supreme Court judges or the administrative law judges for the state liquor authority and the state health department.
Well, this is truly good news for me, Steve, and hopefully for Mike Rizzo and Banchetti's too, and any other live local music venue that has adequate space outside. If you could hold on a second, I mean, I would like your guys to text me the outside venue part of the executive order, just so I have a better idea that I know of what I'm speaking. But I'd like you to hold on, because I want to get an update on the lawsuit in general that Hogan Willig has brought against the governor regarding the executive orders, if you can do that.
Sure.
All right, Steve Cohen is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN with Hogan Willig. Let's go back to Steve Cohen with Hogan Willig. You guys have filed a lawsuit against Governor Cuomo over, as I recall, constitutionality and separation of powers. What is the status of that at this point?
Well, we have sued. The governor has not answered. The attorney general has not answered yet. And we're about to be seeking emergency relief in the state Supreme Court, challenging the actions that have been taken by the state attorney general and the governor.
And is there a deadline by which a response must be given?
Yeah, I believe that that deadline has been passed, and we're going to be seeking to compel an answer. But we're less concerned with the formality of the answer and more concerned with us getting a ruling on the constitutionality of what the attorney general and the governor of the state of New York have been doing.
Well, we may have to have you and Diane on next week again for a more thorough update on that. Whenever you think there's enough to talk about, you let me know.
Excellent. We'll do that.
All right. Thank you. Steve Cohen with Hogan Willig on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.